Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 325, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Teach me, O Lord, thy way of truth, and from it I will not depart, that I may steadfastly obey. Give me an understanding heart, and what follows, Psalter 325, the first three stanzas.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in James 1. First, we will read the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. James 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will beget he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. A pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then by renewal thou wast granted that the doors of thy house have been opened, and a portion of the congregation may come up. The greater portion is still in their homes. May that be our burden, and may it be our sin, and may it be our guilt. Grant a heart to acknowledge thee for the many blessings which thou hast left in our midst. Then thou yet maketh a great difference also outwardly in the winter time, with so many upon the face of the earth, where we may tell of warm dwelling places and a warm church. There are many places upon the face of the earth where when the winter comes there are many fears and great trembling, where they have not heat to heat their homes, and not enough food to eat, where there is starvation, and where there is death. Then we commend all the suffering ones over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee. It is a great privilege, a great blessing, when we may still have dwelling places and homes, where love may abound, and where thy holy word may have a special place, where prayer is made. But, Lord, impress it upon all of our hearts that this is not our long home, only a temporal home where we may dwell as we travel through this time upon the face of the earth to that never-ending eternity. Wilt thou grant unto us and our children by the work of thy Holy Spirit that we may be given to believe it, and that we become busy with our eternal home. 'Tis so clearly written in thy word that there are two places, and if we are not born again, if the light does not arise in the darkness, then how terrible it shall be to fall into the hands of the living God and to be sent to that bottomless pit where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then in thy word it is written that there are those prepared mansions which are for prepared people by the work of thy Holy Spirit, Lord. May we be prepared. Bless thy word in this evening to that end. May it please thee to take arrows out of thy quiver and place them upon thy divine bow and shoot them into the hearts of the king's enemies, that they may be slain on the battlefield of free and sovereign grace, and asked to be carried out of the world, the vanities and all that pertains thereto, and to be given to follow hard after thee, O Lord. Do it then in this evening hour. May there be many. May we be given to ask for all. Spare that we build not upon sandy foundations, and wilt thou remember thy children, that the light may more and more arise. Wilt thou bless the manifold means of grace, then we are as a compern of old. Wilt thou remember and help fathers and mothers with the instruction of their children, who is sufficient unto these things. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Bind our family circles round about the truths of thy holy word and round about the old ways. Bless the labors in the midst of the church on the Sabbath day. Wilt thou remember and help the consistory to that end. May their eyes be upon thee. Bless the labors during the week, the instruction and the catechism classes. Wilt thou remember the confession of faith class. Bless the Christian school, all those that may labor therein, there are many. May their eyes be upon thee. And when thy word is opened, Lord, make it a rich blessing. Remember all our needs, then by renewal, then we commend unto thee the handicapped, the 24-year-old daughter that may remember and commemorate that thou was so wonderfully spared her for another year. Remember for body and soul together with her loved ones, and the young son who also hopes to remember another birthday. Lord, remember her who was called upon to go to the hospital to undergo surgery. May it please thee to go with her. Wilt thou help the physician, and may the means be blessed and the calling sanctified. Wilt thou remember her parents and her loved ones. Remember all under the doctor's care. Remember all those that are weak. Then by renewal we remember the elderly ones. Wilt thou remember all the mourning ones, O Lord, do uphold them. Remember the crosses, the burdens, then in this evening hour, then we are called upon to handle and to speak about the sixth petition. Lead us not into temptation, Lord. We live in a time, such a dangerous time, where there are so many temptations, more than ever before. And to that end, the necessity of that petition. Then we commend unto thee those that are struggling with special temptations and addictions that seem to be so powerful, even too powerful for them. May they be given to bow their knees and to use the means that they may be delivered before, like a Samson of old, to come in the prison house and to reap the bitter fruits of those temptations. To that end, may we be given to remember one another in prayer, a hand and a foot to one another. May we not trust in our own strength, because then surely we shall fall. Grant an impression of our deep fall in Adam, and that we need to be kept moment by moment, all places, all circumstances, and even more when desire and opportunity meet, Lord. Then Satan has only a short time. We remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Remember the nations of the earth. Also our nation, our province. Remember the premier with those at his side. Well, to grant an acknowledgement that thou reigneth over everything, and that whatever we do and whatever we attempt, that without thy blessing it shall not avail. Then also in our country, the enmity against thy word, against thee, against thy church, is greatly on the increase. Then it is evident that the great persecution is close at hand, that we are approaching the latter days of the earth. And to that end, may it please thee to keep us and to watch over us under thy solemn speaking. May it please thee to grant repentance. May thy solemn speaking be used, that there may be a great and rich ingathering amongst us and our children. Thou art such a great God. May we be given to ask great things of thee, with a deep impression that it is all forfeited, that it is all sinned away, undeserved. But, Lord, with thee there is mercy. Look so down upon us and our children, in thy great mercy and in thy compassion. Oh, do answer us and visit us in this evening hour. Wilt thou grant thy Holy Spirit? Wilt thou grant a few simple words to speak, anoint with fresh oil from above? Wilt thou grant sires, Aaron's and hers, among young and old? Wilt thou remember all the listeners in thy house, in the basement, and in the dwelling places? Wilt thou grant an attentive ear, take away everything that distracts, bind the devil? May so our eyes be upon thee. O wilt thou remember everything that we forget, forget it not. Oh, our needs, they are great, they are manifold. The greatest need is the need of our never-dying soul may be proclaimed that there is a given Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who can save the chiefest of sinners. Wilt thou make us so by the first time and each time by renewal of for thy people, then grace only becomes a greater wonder. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 80, the stanzas 9, 10, 11, and 12. But Lord, in thee is all my trust. Thou art my God, I cried. My life, my times are in thy hand. I in thy strength confide. And what follows? Psalter 80, the stanzas 9 through 12. Thank you. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 52, question and answer 127, which is the sixth petition, answer, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That is, since we are so weak in ourselves that we cannot stand a moment. And besides this, since our mortal enemies, the devil, the world, and our own flesh, cease not to assault us, do thou therefore preserve and strengthen us by the power of thy Holy Spirit, that we may not be overcome in this spiritual warfare, but constantly and strenuously may resist our foes till at last we obtain a complete victory. Lord's Day number 52, question and answer 127 speaks of the sixth petition. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And then we wish to speak of three thoughts. In the first place, a petition acknowledging our weakness. In the second place, a petition concerning mortal enemies. And in the third place, a petition asking for divine help. The sixth petition, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. A petition acknowledging our weakness. A petition concerning mortal enemies. And a petition asking for divine help. Thus first, a petition acknowledging our weakness. A beloved congregation, we were already given to consider five petitions of the Lord's Prayer. Much instruction, much uncovering, and also much to make us ashamed. How needful that we learn what we read in Luke 18. There we read of two people that went up to the temple to pray. Think, boys and girls, I think you know who they were. The one was the Pharisee. He stood at the front that everyone could see him. And his prayer was not really a prayer, but a boasting of what he has done, and that he was so glad that he was not as that publican at the back of the temple. But young and old, when we have heard our instructors concerning the first five petitions and concerning that address, then there is not one that is reason should not be a Pharisee, but that we may more resemble, and I know and the true exercises, that is the work of the Holy Spirit, that we are given to pray with the publican, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Has that ever become our prayer, young and old? Have we become a sinner? Have we become a great sinner? Has there been a time that it seemed that we were the chiefest of sinners? Nothing to plead upon. Mercy, our only hope. And now it is so necessary that the Pharisee, that we learn that Pharisee, that we have much trouble with him, and that Pharisee, that he may receive a place in the back, a smiting upon his breast. Ah, that publican, he had an impression, that is where the trouble, that is where the evil dwells, that he was ashamed to lift up his eyes unto heaven, and that he has prayed, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And now in the life of God's people, then they both dwell within, and then it is so necessary, so profitable, that the Pharisees becomes a publican, each time by renewal, a pleading upon the Lord's mercy, as it is in Jesus Christ. And now this petition that begins, I think, boys and girls, you can remember, how did the fifth petition begin? Then you remember that it began different than the former four petitions. It began with that word "and." And then we have heard that word "and," that combines and that connects together. Thus that means in this evening hour, that our petition, that it has a special connection to the former petition. At the end of the fifth petition, then we have heard of the sincerity of that petition, that the supplicant has received a forgiving heart, an impression, that the Lord in his mercy, that he is pleased through the meritorial work of his dear Son to forgive so much. Ah, the Lord has a people upon the earth when they may experience that there is forgiveness for them. Ah, then it is possible for the whole congregation and for the whole world. Thus, already in the fifth petition, then we have heard of the sincerity of that petition. And now in the sixth petition, and that combines, thus then we may say, that concerning the truth and the sincerity of that fifth petition, concerning the forgiveness of our debts, then in the fifth petition, we have heard of forgiving our neighbor. And now in the sixth petition, of the heavenly desire for holiness, the fifth petition that speaks of justification. And our young people and all our older ones, then we know, or should know at least, that justification, that is to be acquitted of our guilt, and to receive a right to eternal life, that we may receive a place in prepared mansions, as I read in John 14, verse 2, and sanctification, they are both benefits which Christ has merited for his church and which he grants unto them by the work of the Holy Spirit. And sanctification, that is to be holy and to be separated. Thus that word "and," that connects, that combines a justification and sanctification. In the fifth petition, then the church, then they need Christ first in his prophetical office, where he imparts that light. But then there is an asking for that administration of his priestly office. And now in the sixth petition, then there is a desire for his kingly office. Thus the fifth petition, that needs Christ's sacrifice. And in the sixth petition, a desire for his service. Thus then we see congregation, that by renewal, that word "and," that has a special meaning. And Paul has written to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 6 verse 20, "For ye are bought with a price, and boys and girls, you know what a great price that it was and is. That is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ." And thereby the church may receive the pardoning of their sins. "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Thus this sixth petition, that word "and," that is a sign of a close and a tender life at the throne of grace, because the Lord, he sheds his love abroad in the heart of that people, and how sorely that they need the fulfillment of that fifth petition, because the child of God learns that sin that brings about separation. And when we love someone, then separation is the worst thing. Then that word implies, because the church learns, when they walk not according to this word. And then I am not speaking about the infirmities of the flesh. Ah, that is a burden. We have heard it, that our instructors have spoken of that matter, and nor that depravity which always cleaves to us. The Apostle Paul in Romans 7, then he has said, "All wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of death?" But that word "and," that is learned in the way of experience, because the true child of God learns that when they have not that close walk, when they erect idols, when they become slothful concerning the means of grace, and further, when they fall into temptation and sin, that the Lord is grieved, and that they bring great darkness upon themselves. Our forefathers, in the canons of Dort in the last head concerning the perseverance of the saints. Then they were given to extol the work of a triune God, that the work of salvation that lieth so sure in the election of the Father, the redemption of the Son, and the application of the Holy Spirit. But then we have heard in this afternoon from that fifth head, the articles 5 and 6, that great darkness comes upon the child of God. Thus, that word end in the sixth petition, that by renewal that separates the precious from the vile, what an instruction for young and old in this evening hour. May we be given to ask ourselves, congregation, is sin still our delight? Then I am not asking whether you would like to go to heaven, because no one wants to go to hell. But then I ask you that word end, is sin still our delight? Or has it become our burden? Have you learned to weep about your sins in secret places? Have you learned to cry? And now concerning this petition, then it speaks of temptation. We have read together out of James 1. Then that word tempting that is used in different ways in the scriptures, it is even used that the Lord tempts his people. Think of Genesis 22. That means the Lord has tried Abram when he has commanded him to offer up a son Isaac on Mount Moriah. But that is not the meaning in our petition. Then that word tempting, as we have heard out of James, that means to be tempted of evil. We read, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, does not mean everything is in the providence of the Lord. We with our little minds cannot fathom it all. But then James has written, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Thus in our petition, it speaks of being tempted to do evil and to commit sin. And now concerning this temptation, then the instructors, then they have begun. How have the instructors now learned it? Oh, it is true. It is written in the Word of God. But how do we now learn those lessons? That is in the way of experience. And sometimes hard lessons are learned. Oh, the instructor. And we have heard that our instructors, that they have spoken of precious things. Lords, they number 23 have received the pardoning of all their sins. Thus the instructors, they have been led far on the way. Maybe if we saw boys and girls, if we had Zacharias Ursinus, you know those two names, right? Good to remember. Zacharias Ursinus and Caspar Olivianus, when those boys and girls, when they saw them, then maybe they thought they were such holy men. Oh, when the Lord converts us. And may the Lord convert you, boys and girls. Then we may look upon God's people, and then we can even think that they are so holy and that they shall not have so much trouble with temptation, not all the troubles that we are confronted with, and that we may become so jealous. I hope that the Lord may grant that jealousy unto us, because then we shall make that good choice. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Lead us not into temptation. When temptation comes unto us, is that now sin? What do you think, congregation? When the temptation comes to us, is that now sin? That cannot be. Think of Matthew 4. As Satan has also come to tempt the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was without sin. But it becomes our sin when we start mulling, when we think, when we desire, when we do not cast that temptation away. Oh, then concerning this petition, then how guilty we are. Do you know what Reverend Tiptoff has said? That was a godly minister in English, in England. And when God's people have a close life, then they are called upon to pray against their flesh. We have heard in this afternoon of Ishmael. He is a type of that flesh and old man. And that old man shall never change. He shall never be converted. A body must be mortified. And now the instructors have said, since we, the Zacharias, Ursinus, and Caspar Olivianus, have not just said, our young people, when we are young, or the children, or those that have special occupations in the world, but Zacharias Ursinus and Caspar Olivianus, a preacher, a professor at the University at Heidelberg, busy with the things of the Lord, then they have included themselves. They have learned it by the uncovering light of the Holy Spirit and in the way of experience. Ah, the church learns. The Lord is so good. Ah, let us say already, the church must be kept. That Peter has learned. 1 Peter 1 verse 5, kept by the power of God. But now the church learns. Sometime the Lord is so good in the life of the church. When there is a desire for a certain temptation, that the Lord does not grant the opportunity. And there can be times when there's opportunity and that the Lord takes the desire away. But now when desire and opportunity meet, then the church learn that they must be kept. And to that end, the instructors have begun this petition, as since we are so weak in ourselves that we cannot stand for a moment. That is self-knowledge. That is a church that needs Christ in his threefold office. Then the devil, he has 6,000 years experience. And then he picks his subjects carefully. He waits the time, the opportunity. But there are special people that become an easy prey for his temptations. And that in the first place, those that are ignorant, that do not have so much knowledge of the enemy and that do not have much knowledge of self. I even read in the prophet Hosea 4 verse 6, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Then in the second place, the proud. We have examples in the Bible. Hezekiah, he has received, oh, let us add, also in the life of God's people, when they have received a special benefit and a special blessing, then sometimes they are not on their guard and in great danger of being tempted and fall into sin. Think of Hezekiah, that man who has received such a benefit that when he was sick, he may sing that the Lord has cast all his sins behind his back. And then he has received messengers from Babylon. They have heard that he was restored. And then what has Hezekiah said? Has Hezekiah now praised his God and told those messengers what a great God he has concerning his service? That we do not read, that he showed all his goods. Thus to be tempted to pride. And that can be in so many different ways. Not only concerning worldly goods, concerning our gifts, talents, can even be with the grace received. Ah, what a work that the Lord has with his people. Let us mention Peter has experienced, has celebrated the Lord's Supper with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Christ has even spoken to Peter that all would be offended. All Peter said, all the other disciples, that is maybe possible. Maybe Thomas, he is easily downcast, scared. But Peter, that is so fiery, he said he was even willing to give his life. Thus, the proud are in great danger of being tempted to sin. Then further, the unloved. We all desire love, for boys and girls, husbands, wives, each and every one desires compassion and love from our fellow man. May love abound in our homes. What a blessing. What is a home where there is not love? How necessary to pray this petition. But when we are unloved, young people, then they seek it elsewhere. And therefore, so necessary, fathers and mothers, that your home may be a dwelling where your children, when they become older, that they love to bring their friends home, that it may be pleasant for them to come. Oh, in married life, when love is lacking, then what a danger that we fall into temptation. Then further, the discouraged ones, the downcast, and our characters are different. The one sees things from a darker side, others a little more light. But when we are discouraged, when we are downcast, then what a danger to be tempted. Oh, think of a Thomas. He was even tempted not to come to church. He stayed home with the bitter fruits thereof, dwelt in darkness for another week. Think of Elijah. When he was discouraged, he was tempted and to give up his prophetical office, to leave his country to seek a secret place, a secluded place under a juniper tree. And he has even asked, Lord, that the Lord may take his life away. And then further, the lonely ones. And then we are also in great danger of being tempted, of course. We live in a busy time. That is also a great temptation. The devil, he loves it very much when we are busy. And then I'm not speaking with evil things, but with lawful things, that we are so busy with our temporal life that we do not have time as family circles for family worship. Thus, that is also a great danger, a great temptation in our life. But now concerning loneliness, all what we need are lonely times, to be alone, to be given time to think. And to that end, in our day, it seems that many people, they have trouble with quietness. Then they need something to listen to, not wrong in itself, or they need music. Of course, we may not listen to evil music, but it is just necessary that we have our quiet times to ourselves, and that we may be given to meditate and to think about the Lord, and that one thing needful. But when we are lonely, then we are also in danger of being tempted. Think in the animal world. We think of a wolf, a pack of wolves. Then many times they wait at a deer or caribou struggles behind when they are alone, and then they are attacked. Then further, then we are in great danger of temptation when we are idle. And not to misunderstand, in our day we can also have the thought that we have to work nearly day and night, and when we are not working, that we even feel a little guilty. It's time that we need to relax. Of course, we live in a country where everything is seasonal, not also simple. Nevertheless, when we are idle, we have the example of David. When he was persecuted, also a danger, that he was given to despair. But then when he became king, he fought many battles of the Lord. And then you can desire that he desired a little rest. And then we know when he walked upon the housetop what has happened. Thus, lead us not into temptation. That speaks of the church in warfare. Being a soldier, Paul has written to Timothy, in 2 Timothy 2 verse 3, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Our second thought, a petition concerning mortal enemies, let us first sing. Of Psalter 92, the stanzas 1 and 2. Be thou my helper in the strife, O Lord, my strong defender be. Thy mighty shield protect my life, the spear confront the enemy. And what follows, Psalter 92, 1 and 2. Secondly, a petition concerning mortal enemies. Then we read the second sense, the first sense, we are so weak in ourselves, and now by renewal sense, our mortal enemies. Well, what does that word mortal now mean, boys and girls? That means enemies, not only to assault and to annoy and to trouble us, but they are enemies that shall not rest till we are put to death. That is now the meaning of that word mortal. Thus then, what dangerous enemies that the instructors are given to speak of. We speak of the triple-headed enemies. And concerning those enemies, I read in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12, when three kings have come up against Judah, when King Jehoshaphat was king, and they were given to see the great size of their army and the smallness of the army of Judah, that Jehoshaphat has confessed, Lord, we have no strength against all these enemies, but our eyes, they are upon thee. And now the instructors, they mention those enemies. And then in the first place, the devil. He has been cast out of heaven. And now the devil, he is so full of revenge. In John 8, verse 44, he is called the murderer and a liar from the beginning. And now we could not strike God out of heaven, to say it reverently. And therefore he has attacked the image bearer of God. He has tempted our first parents, Adam and Eve, created in the image of God, no sin. And they have fallen, O congregation. What must then become of us poor sinners? With all the temptations of our day, and therefore Christ has taught us to pray this petition. We are weak in ourselves, no strength, no hope, no expectation, but that we may be given to ask the Lord. And in this petition, when it is asked, let us add that, when it is asked, lead us not into temptation, then it is not in the sense that we are delivered from all temptation, but when the temptations come, that we may also be kept. And now the devil, he has 6,000 years experience. Then what a great enemy is, called under many different names. In Ephesians 6, there we read of the wiles of the devil. And now the devil, he has tried to destroy the church for more than 6,000 years. His temptations, they are so manifold. And he not only tempts with evil, can also come as an angel of light, that he tempts in the way of religion. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but keep us from evil. Then the second enemy, that is the world. And old Apostle John has written in 2 John 2, the verses 15 and 16, then he has spoken all that is of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life is not of the Father, but that is of the world, and the world tempts in many ways. Riches, pride, We read that Paul has written to Timothy also of the love of money, the love of pleasure, then what the temptations are in the world. And then I am not even speaking of sinful things. What a sinful things there are in the world. Music, pictures can be multiplied out. That has destroyed so many souls, hardened so many hearts. Thus the devil, the world, they are enemies from outside. But now the biggest enemy, that is the traitor within. Our boys and girls can understand it in wartime. When there is an enemy outside of the city, and that city may stand united with their weapons, the watchmen on the wall, then they are strong. And let us add with the world. In the book of Nehemiah, two times, we read of broad walls, also world conformity, that destroys the church and the ways of the world. They are so subtle, and also of the devil. Many times, little steps, but a sure agenda, because the devil is a power with a purpose, and that is to destroy us and our children. But now that traitor within, and that is our flesh, that is that evil heart. I read in Jeremiah 17, verse 9, that the heart is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things. Who shall know it? And to that end, the devil and the world have so much success. Do you have trouble with those enemies, congregation? Do you have trouble with those enemies? Have you found out they are strong enemies? Have you experienced it? Are so weak in ourselves, no power, and that they are mortal enemies, that they are set to destroy us, and to that end, the necessity of this petition, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In congregation, when we think of the temptations of our day, then the temptations in former ages, if we may say it so, they were only children's play. And then you know what I am referring to. And that is the internet. The Lord has greatly blessed our denomination when we have kept the television out of our dwellings. The television has slain its millions. And then we have always said and confessed that with our fallen nature, that we are not really capable of controlling that knob. And how is it now with the internet? Then sometimes it is surprising what you hear. I'm not speaking about the youth in the first place, but about older ones. And with open internet, then they have said to me, but we do not do such things. We do not watch evil things. We have power to control the internet. Then I tell them, then you are much better than I. And then you deny what we have been taught from our youth and what is declared in God's word, that we are inclined to all evil. And already, because, let us be honest, congregation, if we now have open internet in our pockets, in the palm of our hand, or in our home, where all the evil of the world can be obtained, can we then really and honestly pray this petition? Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Because this petition, that requires that we use the means. We know that in our denomination, because of internet, open internet, marriages have been destroyed. We know that there are families struggling with those things, husbands, with porn, maybe also younger people. And therefore, this petition, of course, in the time of our Heidelberg Catechism, there were also temptations, but nothing compared to our day, and therefore the necessity that we stand together shoulder to shoulder, not only fathers and mothers, when they make the oath concerning the baptism of their children, but for young and old, also for our older ones, that we do what our hand finds to do, and that in our family circles, that we speak of these things and of these dangers before it is forever and forever too late, because then surely the devil, then he is using, and the internet is here to stay. Most of the information in the business world, the medical world, the educational world, that is on the internet. But then we are called upon to do what our hand finds to do. May our family circles be given to speak about these things. Undoubtedly, some of the older ones, many of the older ones, they are overwhelmed. Our younger generation, when I need information, then I have to ask our young people, and they shall tell me. But that we are given to do what our hand finds to do before many families, it is forever and forever too late. Our third thought, a petition begging for divine help. And then the instructors, we shall make our third point short. Do thou therefore preserve and strengthen us by the power of the Holy Spirit. But the Lord has also said, the Lord has appointed means that need to be blessed, to watch and pray. The instructor has learned the necessity of the continual work of the Holy Spirit, that we may not be overcome in this spiritual warfare, and how we can be overcome. But then we do not need to be despair when there are amongst us those that are struggling with special temptations and special addictions. Then there is instruction in this Lord's Day not to despair, but then we are called to prayerfully use the means to seek help when necessary, and to ask the Lord for his divine and indispensable blessing that we be not completely overcome. Think of Samson. He loved Delilah. And then we would say, Samson, now it has become evident, when the first time you were said to Delilah, when you bind me with 7 green withs, perhaps vines of the willow tree. Then I shall become weak. And then when Delilah, when she has called the Philistines to come upon Samson, then we would think, right, people, Samson, wake up. Then we see how strong temptation can be. And then we even read in Judges 16 that he was even vexed unto death with that temptation. But the petition, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, that tells that there is a way with the Lord, not in our own strength, with our own understanding. If we trust therein, we shall surely fall. Do thou therefore preserve and strengthen us by the power of thy Holy Spirit, that we may not be overcome in the spiritual warfare. Of course, we have said in the context, it speaks in the part of gratitude in the life of the child of God, can never be. The perseverance of the saints, the Lord shall watch over his people. They shall be kept by the power of God. But then we read the responsibility, but constantly, not once in a while, constantly and strenuously may resist our foes till at last, not if at last, but till at last we obtain a complete victory. That shall be the portion of the child of God. When shall that victory be? That shall be at the day of their death. I read in Revelations 14, verse 13, Blessed are the dead henceforth, those that die in the Lord, they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them, till at last complete victory at the end. Then the child of God, oh, it is through him alone, because of thy sovereign good pleasure, then there may be a blessed exchange. Then the child of God, as the soldier, he may hand in his sword, and then he shall receive those long white robes, and with a palm hand, a palm branch in his hand, concerning the victory, concerning that victory. Apostle Paul has written to his spiritual son Timothy, when he was close to the end of his life, with a second imprisonment, then he has said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Congregation, do we love the Lord? Amen. Let us close. Lord, what a necessary petition for us and our children, for the church, especially in the day in which we live, where Satan only has a short time and the temptations are so many. And, Lord, who shall remain standing? And then it is so necessary and so profitable that we learn each time by renewal that we are so weak in ourselves that we cannot stand a moment. Thou withdrawest thy hand for a moment, we fall. Thou hast a people that need that great King of the Church, that he may be kept. Ah, that was the song of Peter. He has learned it in the way of experience, Lord. May we and our children be given to do what our hand finds to do. Thou was granted that we may begin another week. Then we humbly ask thee in the winter weather, wilt thou remember man and beast? Wilt thou remember each and every one of us, wherever we are called to be? Remember the mothers in the home with the children, with their little children also in the night watches. Remember at work. Remember with our studies. Remember on the way. Wilt thou also keep us from sin and temptation, that we grieve thee not? Wilt thou grant strength, health, and courage to do our labors? May we be given to do them with joy, although on account of our deep fall, there shall be difficulties. Lord, then thou wast crowned this day with thy blessing. May we also be given to experience thy keeping during the night watch. Remember tomorrow evening the catechism classes, the confession of faith class. Oh, Lord, have a special keeping and a special favor over our youth. They live not in such an easy time, but all work richly by thy grace, by thy spirit, in their young hearts, that they may even be given, as we read in thy word, that the hearts of the father may be turned unto thee by the children. Remember the consistory when we hope to meet together with us. Grant now traveling mercies. Wilt thou grant a prayer for one another? Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 420, the stanzas 1 and 2. A God shall arise and by his might put all his enemies to flight with shame and consternation. And what follows, Psalter 420, 1 and 2. pray, save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.